Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore, on WGCR.us.
God bless you. This is Dr. Eurydice Moore, Safe Haven Community Skills Center. Safe Haven is a non-for-profit 501c3 corporation located on the west side of Chicago. However, we provide services for a local, national, and the international community. We have special workshops, grant writing, case management, non-for-profit management, and we have a certified grant writer course, 4-week course where you can set up your own grant writing business. You may contact me for additional information, or if you would like to be a sponsor of this show or a guest, you may contact me at 773-407-6208. 773-407-6208. You can also go on to MySpace, thegrantwriter.com. And if you miss any shows, you may tune in to Prodomatic, The Grant Writer. Now, in January, we're going to be doing some special shows, so please make sure you tune in. We're going to have a guest, Mike Stone, Mr. Engineer, who's going to share some information with you from the car website that I talked to you about on last week. And also in the month of January, we are going to have the health ambassador, Dr. Israel. Will be a special guest in the month of January. If there are any questions or programs that you would like to hear, you may reach me at 773-407-6208. If you would like for me to cover a particular subject. Now, also in the month of January, we're going to be talking about grants. I stumbled upon some information about grants for a sole proprietor. I was shocked. Really, I was shocked. And I'm willing to share that with you. Now, I want to say happy holiday, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy, whatever you believe in. We are getting ready to go into a new year, and let's go in happy. All right, don't shoot anybody. Now, I have some information to share with you. A number of people have been calling me up and asking me, Dr. Moore, do you know of any scholarships for my children? And it's very alarming. This is the trend now. For those of you that haven't caught on, you have college-bound students, young people, and then colleges are offering them scholarships to get them in. But when they get to the school, then they have to come back before the semester end or before the next semester start, because they have no more money. And then when you ask the financial aid office, they're like, oh, well, see, that's a trend, especially with these white colleges. What they're doing is they have to have a certain quota. They offer you money to show the feds that they're keeping the guidelines, they're meeting their quotas by allowing so many minority students into the college. Then when the minority students get there, the scholarship only goes so far, nobody knows where any money at, and then you have to go home. So to me, that's a sneaky way of discrimination. We provide for you to get there, but we don't have anything to maintain you there. Just because you want to go on record that you have met your quota. And a lot of people have been bringing this to my attention, not one or two, but a lot. So I would like to take part of this time to share some information that I hope that will help you. Now, if you have a student, a young person that's in college, and if they are on the dean list, a lot of parents, the ones I spoke to about this situation, they was not aware that if your child make the dean list, you can. This is separate from financial aid. This has nothing to do with financial aid. go to the dean office. They have separate scholarships. And I stumbled upon that with my own daughter when she was out of town going to Central State in Ohio. And she had made the dean list for a number of semesters. And then we found out that when you make the dean list, there's special money set aside. But you have to ask. It's not being offered. It's not advertised. You have to ask. Is there additional money for me being on the dean list? Also, another pot of money is the department head. Whatever your child major is, be it business, be it education, talk to the chairperson of that discipline. Ask them, is there scholarships available? And I'm talking separate from financial aid. And here, this would be some ways for you to attain money to try to hold your young person in college and get them through. Those two pots of money that you can check out. Now, also, about 6 months ago, I had a Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt from Rhema Empowerment, which is a non-for-profit 501c3 organization. And she had created, designed, and compiled a scholarship book. And it's an excellent book from front to back cover. In that book, it states all the scholarships that are available in the United States. And then, not only that, they do it by state. It's done, she did it by state. Then also in that book is sample letters that you can send out requesting to be considered for scholarship. Then there's a sample thank you. It's very nice to say thank you. I did a whole show on thank you a little while back. That once you attain scholarship, you should be able to say thank you. Then there are interview tips to help you. Because when you apply for scholarship, many times you are required to be in for an interview. You're called in to be interviewed, and you usually go before a board or a panel of people, and they grill you, ask you certain questions, and if you make it through, then you should send them a thank you. So, now there's two types of scholarships. There's one that is academic. You have to have a certain type of grade point average, usually 3.0. Then there's the scholarship where it's need-based. It's based on financial. Your family doesn't have enough financial for you to be in college. And you're not required to have that 3.0. You can have a 2.0 or a 2.5, and you will be considered for a scholarship to cover your tuition. So she have information in that book like that. Now, if you are interested in purchasing this book, you could go to the website www.rhema, R-H-E-M-A, Empowerment, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-M-E-N-T, Center. Now, she spelled her center different. Instead of the way that we're used to, C-E-N-T-E-R, she spells it C-E-N-T-R-E.com. And there's a scholarship book there, and there's even grant writing books there where you can look up funders. You could purchase directories that will help you find funders for your project. So, once again, www.rhema, R-H-E-M-A, Empowerment, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-M-E-N-T, Center, C-E-N-T-R-E.com for scholarship information. Now, another thing that came to me, a parent called me up, Dr. Moore, is there any way you can help me? Now, some of you might be surprised. Why do people call you up asking you about scholarship? Aren't you supposed to be talking to us about grants? Money is money. If I could tell you where you can go to get some money, save some money, what's the heck? So anyway, I had a couple of parents that called me. And, oh, man, I almost cried. I almost boo-hooed. She said that she had two sons in college. One is a freshman, one is a junior. She said that her freshman child called and asked her for $40. She said, "Dr. Moore, I didn't even have $40 to send it." And he needed $40 for a book. And I tell you, I just wanted to cry. But I was able to cheer her up by sharing information that my daughter, who is even currently in college, she came back to Chicago with her spoiled self, came back to Chicago. And she said in her first year of college, her first semester, and she's a junior now, her books were $300. So in other words, if the scholarships don't get you, the books get you. Her book cost her $300. She paid it for the first semester. Now, back in the days, and you know I'm talking way back, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, my books would cost like $100, but that was back in the days, and that was when you were carrying 15 credit hours. That was way back in the days. But now, these college students are really anteing up some money. So, another dilemma that people are facing is they in school, they have the scholarships to take them through, but they don't have no money to buy the books, you know. And if you don't have no books, you can't study. If you can't study, you can't do your paperwork. If you can't study, you can't pass your exam. If you're not passing in exams and doing your classwork, then you will be failing. And if you fail, then you're kicked out of college. You know, a catch 22. So, here's some keys that I hope can help you. My daughter made a vow that she would never pay another dollar for another book. This is what she discovered. God led her on this pathway. Here are some alternative resources instead of paying for your book through the college bookstore. One, you can go to the school library, the college school library. And the reason for this is because every professor put a set or two books into the college library. First come, first serve. Be the first. Get there and you can renew until you get through. And you won't have to pay a dime. Another resource is whatever city that your child is attending college in, go to the city library and check and see if they have those books. And once again, renew until you're through. Alrighty, I hope that have started you, those that's having tuition problems and books problem. And we're going to take a break now, and then we're going to come back, and I have some more tips that I feel will help you and help your young people. the Grant Writing Seminar, your host for this half hour, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.us. Did you enjoy the jingle bell? That's from our very own Mr. Mike Stone, Mr. Engineer. All right. Now, I'm going to continue sharing with you how to save money. It's all about money now. All right. Now, another tip is, and my daughter shared this with me, you can go on the internet and go to the website www.worldcat.com. All you need is student ID. Student ID, the school library code. Okay, I'm okay, Mr. Foreman. Mr. Foreman, he listens to all the shows on Sunday.
That was me who did that.
Okay. WorldCat, student ID, that's all is needed. And every school has a code. So your young person will need the library code when they go on the internet to this website. And you do a search for the books that is needed. And you can search for as many books as you like. You can search for all the books that you need for the semester. And if it's available, it is sent to your school library. You don't have to go chasing. You don't have to go anywhere. It is sent to your school library. The library will notify you. Of course, you have to show your student ID, and you can keep the books as long as you like, and that will save you some money. Then there is a similar website called I'Share, S-H-R-E. You can go to that website, and of course, you need the student ID number, the school library code, and you could do a search for the books that you need for the semester. And once again, you don't have anywhere to go. The books will be sent to the library. The library will notify you, and you keep the book until the semester is over. These are ways to save money and to keep your young person in college. Now, there are also additional alternatives. Purchase the books used from the bookstore. And then also, make friends. The Bible said, he who wants friends must show himself friendly. Have your young person make friends. Find out who have had the classes that he will be taking, he or she will be taking. And trade books. Use someone else's book. Take care of them and turn them back in. And if they happen to buy new books, this is another alternative. Sell the books to students. If you sell it back to the bookstore, you don't even get half of what you paid. It's way low. But sell your new books, which won't be new after you finish it, to other students before they go to the bookstore, and you'll get a little bit more for them. So there are some ways to save. Now, if you want additional information, you may contact me at 773-407-6208. Now, what I want to talk about briefly is copyright. And we're going to get more in-depth into it next month. It is very important for you to copyright. People, you know, I just hate it. I rant and rave about it with my mother, my daughter. I just hate it when people cannot be original. You tell somebody your ideas, you show them your work, and then they run off with it. I just hate that. And then they copycat. You have to be careful. You have to get your work copywritten, and it's copywritten through the Library of Congress, and you need to hurry up and do it now, At first, copywriting only costs you $10 for so many pieces of work. Would you believe it now costs $45? You need to get in there. So, there's a website you can go to. You can just type in Library of Congress or www.copyright.gov. And there's a website that will come up about copyright, the basis of copyright, what is copywriting, when should you copyright, the frequently asked questions, current fees. This website will take the mystery out of copywriting. It tells you how to search copywritten records if you want to look up something. There's a section in there about publications, circulars, and brochures. There's a link for you to click and have forms mailed out to you. You can even copyright online. Now, if you do it online, they'll deduct $10. You only have to pay $35. But if you do it through the mail, you have to pay the $45. There's fact sheets, reports and studies, licensing. There's a section in licensing. Copyright arbitration, royalty panel. You get information about royalty. How to register your work. Literary work, visual work, performing arts, sound recording, serials, periodicals, and even information in Spanish. So, you need to get your stuff copywritten. Now, someone might say, I just don't have the money. Well, you could do the old man, the poor man, the old man copywriting. And what is that? You get an envelope and you mail it back to yourself. You put your work in it, seal it, mail it back, and it's postmarked. And you have your stuff copywritten until you can do it with the Library of Congress. Now, I'm looking forward to our upcoming shows, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Grant Writing Seminar. We have been on the air for over a year, and we believe in God to continue to provide information on grant writing and resources, other resources. This is Dr. Eurydice Moore. Happy New Year. God bless. Godspeed.